Luke 13. Synagogue had just chastised Jesus for healing the woman on the Sabbath. In verse 15, the Lord answered him and said, "Thou hypocrite, doth not each one of you on the Sabbath loose his ox or his ass from his stall and lead him away to watering? And ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan had bound, lo, these 18 years, be loosed from the bond of the Sabbath on the Sabbath as well?" And when he had said these things, all his adversaries were ashamed, and all the people rejoiced for all the glorious things that were done by him. We've studied what the law said about the ox and the ass, but we haven't studied watering. Watering is potizo. And it means to furnish with water, to drink. But it's used all over the place as a metaphor for imbuing or saturating your body with the Word of God. So let's look at a few of those. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 3. There's all these different ways of saying for the Word to become flesh, to change from logos to rhema. Because as He is in this world, so are we. Anyway.
That two kinds of love?
What?
Kind of love? Logos and...
No, it has nothing to do with love. It's the Word of God. One is logos, and one is rhema. And rhema is the Word made flesh. All right, verse 1. "And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. I have fed you with milk and not with meat or food, for hitherto you are not able, neither are you yet able." The word "fed" there is this word "water." To water, or to a metaphor, to imbue with or saturate one's mind. So they were still carnal because they were using their mind for some purpose. "For you are yet carnal, whereas there is among you envying and strife and divisions, are you not carnal and walk as men? For one saith, I am Paul, I am," etc., etc. Carnality, carnal just means meat. You're still using the meat for your daily walk. You're still returning to your mind because you haven't been saturated yet with the Word of God. Even though you've been fed with spiritual things, let's look at some more. We're going down. In verse 5, "Who then is Paul and who is Apollos? but ministers by whom you believed, even as the Lord gave to every man. I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So then neither is he that planteth anything, neither he that watereth, but God giveth the increase. Now he that planteth and he that watereth are one, and every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. For we are laborers together with God. You are God's husbandry. You are God's building. According to the grace of God, which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon. For other foundation can no man lay than is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now if any man build upon this foundation gold or silver, precious stones, wood, hay, or stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide, which he hath built thereon, he shall receive reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss. But he himself shall be saved, as yet by fire. That's pretty intense, that whole... But it's the exhortation to leave carnality. To leave the use of your mind for any reason. Because the scriptures assume you were baptized. We're back to that again. Let's look at chapter 12 of 1 Corinthians. Everybody understand this metaphor? By repentance, always.
I see a lot of grace here.
Well, of course, everything is grace, but it can't take place unless there's repentance because of the humility of Christ. We want Christ to boom, so that we are, but that's not the way it works. His humility is so great that he cannot occupy where you are. The emptying has to continue until you have truly the mind of Christ. No use of the mind for any other reason, just simply emptying. And that emptying is repentance. Bring forth fruit necessary for repentance. It never stops. All right, chapter 12.
Well, 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
Chapter 12. This is one that's important. Well, all of them are important. Now, concerning spiritual and gifts isn't there. It's just spiritual matters. Brethren, I would not have you to be ignorant. You know that you were Gentiles, carried away unto these dumb idols, even as you were led. Wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed, and that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord but by the Holy Ghost. Now any man can say those words, but are you saying it with your life? How do you say that Jesus is accursed? By your life.
By denying.
Remember, you don't deny him by saying he doesn't exist. You deny him by saying you exist. So by saying you exist and putting Jesus' name on it, you're calling Jesus Christ accursed. And then the other one. No man can say that Jesus is Lord but by the Holy Spirit, by the Holy Ghost. Now everybody can say Jesus is Lord. When I used to go to speak a lot of churches, and you heard me talk about this before, and everybody when I got there, they tell me, can you say Jesus is Lord? And I said, Jesus is Lord. Then I was accepted. But this, to say Jesus is Lord means that you walk in the same manner as he did. Otherwise, you say that the age of Messiah is come. That you're no more giving breath or loving anything in the world. That you've lived, God has taken you and your mind out of this crap. But again, it's all dependent on your repentance. You understand that?
He provides that too, also, the revenge, right?
Well, the Holy Spirit is your enemy because he's, if any place where you're not saying that Jesus, what does it say? When he is coming, he will convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin because they believe not in me. The Holy Spirit will be against you.
If you don't believe.
If you don't believe. Again, hear me. When he has come, he will convict the world of sin. Sin here is who you are. You have to be convicted of sin. You have to see that you are dead. That's what it means to be convicted of sin. You're convicted and you've already received the sentence. The sentence happened at the cross. You're death. And there's this being is masquerading as you all these years. Nobody wants to believe that. They want to believe they're special. And you just, if you're walking according to your mind, you're still walking according to the course of this world. The evil one is masquerading as you.
But when you say, like you said many times before, just be.
Right, just be once you've seen the emptiness of everything in the world. That's the only way to be. Otherwise, your mind is always going to attract you to something in the world. You're going to think it's necessary to use your mind instead of living by faith. This is always the bottom line. It never ends. Right. You walk, and again, these are all words. The repentance simply means you've reckoned yourself dead. You've reckoned yourself crucified.
You can't please man, you can't help man, you can't.
Well, you can't use your mind. Let's continue on that one thing. Because if you use your mind, you're yet carnal.
Two eyes.
What?
You have two eyes.
All right, now let's go to Revelation 14. There's a jillion of them, but we'll just... Remember, we're studying the word drink. Spiritually, a metaphor, it means to imbue you with this mystery of God. To imbue your, and the only way to do that is the mind isn't there.
What word are we studying?
The word water is what we study, but it means to imbue your mind with, and your body with the Word of God. Starting in verse 6. And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation and kindred and tongue and people, saying with a loud voice, Fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come. And worship him that made heaven and earth, and the sea and the fountains of waters. And there followed another angel saying, Babylon is fallen, that great city, because she made all nations. You remember, it just means all people. She made all people drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. And what if we are drinking of that wine of the wrath of her fornication? That's what's been our identity. So the body is without the mind of Christ. The body has been, because of the fall, there's nothing you can do but drink of the wine of her fornication. If I'm right, Babylon is anything where there's cause and effect. If I do this, this will happen. If I don't do this, that won't happen. That's how the evil one has deceived the whole world. Because you can't pot. It's all you've done since you were aware is learn how to do stuff, cause and effect. He's made all nations to drink of the wine of her fornication. Verse 9. And the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, If any man worship, and hear me, all that worship means is to give breath to, give importance to. If any man worship the beast in his image, and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation. And he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. Now you're worshiping the beast if you give power, if you give importance to yourself in any way. Does anybody understand that, or is this a comic book we're reading or something? You understand you're the beast? Your number is 666. It's written on your forehead and on your right hand. If you worship, give breath to yourself in any way, you're worshiping the beast. That's the fear of God. Verse 11, and the smoke of their torment ascended up forever and ever. And remember, whenever it says forever and ever, it means as long as time lasts. Remember, we got in chapter 10, we just read, the seventh angel is standing and saying, the mystery of God is completed, time shall be no more. If there's no time, there can be nothing but eternity. There can't be the fire and brimstone. They have no rest, day or night, who worship the beast in his image and whosoever receiveth the mark of his name. Now that's all contrasted with this. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth, yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors and their works do follow them. Never again lead them. The entire human race, the works lead you. But for the believers, the works always follow. Now that's mind-bending. It creates no place for the evil one. That's enough. Anybody have any response? Remember, this is watering. Having your mind, your being imbued with the Word of God, as opposed to with the wine of the wrath of fornication.
What does imbued mean? I kind of know it.
Soak. It's penetrated every muscle, nerve, and fiber and cell of your being. Why the metaphors for Ahab and Jezebel.
Yeah. And as I thought about that, it really cleared some things up. Well, that's part of what's trying to happen in every man is gain some righteousness and learn about God, read the Bible, and then you're more subject to it than ever. If you don't have your senses exercised to discern between good and evil, you will. Probably that will try and happen if you hook up with her.
And that's in it. The subtlety of this is you're divorced. You're gone, you go back every once in a while for a short visit. Not to show me her hair, but
yeah.
Well, that's why we must. The repentance is total. You can't the use of this evil one, which the Bible at least 90% of the time, it's where it says the word evil. They've left it off. Evil one. You are the evil one. That's your mind. So that's going back and visiting. Resurrecting him. You want to have a little tryst with the whore of Babylon. Am I communicating at all? What?
He says for old times.
Yeah, you can communicate. I just had a word.
Well, that's right. But for old times' sake, you can't. That's gone now. The fear of God and the love of the bride, the love of Christ, might take that away. So that, again, if you want to know what the fear of God is, just. And if you possibly believe that cause and effect is Babylon, then I want you to see how often you use cause and effect. It's the default position. That's why repentance is so terribly important. I can't believe I know what the default position means. All right, anybody else? Take it, big guy.